Proverbs 18, verses 1 through 12. Through desire a man, having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. When the wicked cometh, then cometh also contempt, and with ignominy, reproach. The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom is a flowing brook. It is not good to accept the person of the wicked, to overthrow the righteous in judgment. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. The rich man's wealth is a strong city, and as an high wall in his own conceit. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. Wisdom. How precious she is indeed. Only through desire and holy separation can she be sought for and discovered. For she is hidden deep in the hearts of the men of God that sought him with all their hearts. And thus their words bring her forth in all grace and gentleness, as pure waters of a deep well, and as a flowing brook of her wellspring. Oh, how the words of the wisdom of God, of the prophets and apostles and preachers and evangelists and pastors and teachers of the Lord himself, are truly as cold waters in a dry and thirsty land. For truly we've been raised in a day and age where fools and folly abound. In fact, it is promoted and exalted in the movies and TV, as people spend their entire lives laboring in the field of foolishness to entertain the masses of fools for the gain and wealth of this world. Unfortunately, a fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. And a fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. And a fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. And thus we have a world filled with contention and strife. Men, women, and children headed for sure destruction, ensnared in their souls, having no delight in coming to understand the true condition of their heart before the eyes of the Almighty. May the Lord have mercy. It's no wonder that our Lord hath chosen the foolishness of preaching to call sinners to repentance, so that they might be converted from sin and folly and strife to righteousness, wisdom, and peace in our Lord Jesus Christ and his glorious gospel. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Praise God. For this is the only strong tower, as Noah's Ark was in its day, that shall preserve man from the wrath and judgment of God that shall fall on all the earth. Unfortunately, those who refuse to repent of folly and sin shall be led by strong delusion into a quote-unquote strong city, a place that appears to be a place of peace and safety. But this is not the strong tower of the name of our Lord Jesus. But rather, it is a city of the wicked, filled with contempt and reproach. It is filled with talebearers and people who are sick and wound it deep into their bellies, which they serve. The slothful and great wasters are brothers in that land, and everyone seems to be united in their pride and haughtiness against the Lord and his message of repentance and his glorious gospel of grace by way of the cross as the only means of salvation. And this strong city is none other than Satan's city itself. The man who is rich in his pride and wisdom and conceit. But oh, how the walls of that city shall come tumbling down, and the Lord himself shall come swiftly upon it with his mighty angels and flaming fire, and consume the beast and his kingdom in but a moment. So let us fear the Lord, and depart far from this evil city, and run into the strong tower of the name of the Lord of glory himself, our Lord Jesus. And let us remain humble under his headship and in his kingdom. For then we shall learn of his wisdom through the grace of his words, which flow forth of his spirit of life. And thus, in the end, we shall be honored by the King of glory and crowned with glory and honor and peace forevermore. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth into it and is safe. But the rich man's wealth is his strong city, and as an high wall in his own conceit, which is why before destruction the heart of man is haughty. But praise God, before honor is humility. Proverbs 18, verses 1 through 12.